as we move along, almost now toward the end of this discourse, the Word of God on the life of the church on earth, the Christ on earth, until the world ends. We have all these different readings. If you, sometimes it's a good practice. You just heard about the Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, they won them over, and then they returned to Lystra, and they went down to Antioch, and they went to Pisidia and Pamphylia. Did you ever look those up to see where they are? Did you ever trace that tour? Then you understand something about Paul. I'm not going to preach a long time on that because we got the big gospel to go. But it's a circle, huh? He preached in a circle. And then he went back over that whole circle. The idea that you just preach and then leave, Paul didn't do that. He strengthened the brethren with all the special graces that he had and left elders and prophets in every community. And so that's, then they finally got back to Antioch, as the text says, where they had been commended to the grace of God. Now they're back to make a report to the other prophets. Remember, there was a group of prophets. They had a word from the Lord as they were praying and fasting. Separate Barnabas and Paul for a work I have for them. Well, now they're back to report on that work. And then they'll go out again. And of course, Paul was restless to preach. But there's a throwaway line here that's pretty interesting. Huh? They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. The disciples gathered around him. He got up and entered the city. He could have been dead, you know. He was left for dead. Stoning is a terrible, terrible way to be killed. So, you would think he'd say, well, you know, it's about time for me to retire. You know, I've worked hard. It's, you know, now it's time for me to retire. He didn't do that. All the text says is they gathered around him and he got up. Presumably they prayed. And if he was dead, they revived him. And if he wasn't, they healed him. Anyway. Okay, the words we have in the Gospel are the last words of chapter 14. Tomorrow we move into chapter 15. What is this all about? You see, it is a discourse on the reality of the church in the post-resurrection era, our era. And so, it's to show us what's going on now. The Lord Christ is living at the center of his church. He is the source of the Holy Spirit. I will ask the Father, he will give you. Another text, you see, I will give you. And so we have this text here. And now I'm going away. But I'll come back to you. When will he come back to us? Right here. That's the basic way he comes back to us, until he comes back to end the whole thing. See, peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. What does that mean? What's Jesus' peace? His whole heart is just filled with love for the Father. And so he has entrusted his whole being, his whole body, soul, history, everything, to the Father. And that's the peace he gives to us. And to have that peace, we got to learn how to yield to the Father. peace. Don't let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Why? Because I'm going away. Don't worry about it. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. You see, I stand at the door and knock. And if anybody opens, I come in. And I will sup with him. Right here. And so there is a coming when history will end. There are comings in between when the Lord comes in powerful ways. Probably getting ready for one now. But there'll come a time when it's over. But those of us who have been trying to live by faith, trying to sacrifice for the Lord, we're ready. Not because we're so great, but because the Holy Spirit has gotten us ready. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, but the Father is greater than I. Whoa, wait a second. I thought you were co-equal to the Father. The Father and I are one. Doesn't he say that? The Father works until now, and I work until now. It's wonderful to read the fathers of the church. I just did it this morning again. Look. This absolute equality in God. Absolute. But there is an order. The Father is the principle of the deity. He gives everything to the Son, who from all eternity, without a split second of any gap, it's an existing, subsisting, always existing relationship. And the Son returns it. And in that interaction, there is the Holy Spirit, love. And so, but there is this relationship of order, right? Yeah, I got 2 more minutes. You see, when St. Thomas is talking about the missions of the divine persons, they are sent, right? To have to be sent. What is a mission of the divine person? To be perceived in a new way, therefore to be present in that way, and to have a relationship of origin. So the Father can't be sent. He has no relationship of origin. The Son can be sent. He came and saved us. The Spirit is sent. The Paraclete. 5 times in these discourses, Jesus promises the Paraclete, right? So there's a sending without any inequality. That's love. That's love. How do we ever get there? You know, it can happen. I'm thinking now of that famous time Jesus said to St. Teresa of Avila, what's your name? She said, I am Teresa of Jesus. And he said, and I am Jesus of Teresa. Now, did that make her equal to him? Only in love. But here, there's total equality from all eternity. So why does he say, you'll rejoice? Because his humanity will be brought into, it'll be totally divinized. And you should be happy for me that that's going to happen. You know? So I've told you about it before it happens. Not long from now, I'll ascend. And I will never have this kind of presence again until I come back to judge the world. I will come. I come every day in millions of places in this gift of the Eucharist, right? And so, I've told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe, you won't be shaken. I'm not going to speak much more with you now, but the prince of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But where got me now? Because he's on his way to his passion, right? The world must know that I love the Father. That's the reason for this. That's the reason for this. Look at this and see how much I love the Father. And that I do just as the Father commanded me. That's love. Now, unfortunately, I don't know why, the editors left off the next line, which is the clincher. 14:31, the second part of 31. It says, rise, let us go from here. See, the world must know that I love the Father. Let's get up and go. I'm going to my cross. And if you look at that cross and you look into my heart, opened up by a lance, look in there. And there you will see this fire of love between the Father and me. And it'll take your breath away. It'll take your breath away. Amen.